I'm Pam and I'm Charlotte's mum. Charlotte was a very energetic young lady. She was very, very sporty. She played everything that she could. She was running for South London Harriers on the Wednesday evening, and the Thursday morning she got up and she said, "I really don't feel very well, Mum. Can we go to the doctor's?" She wasn't a child that had been to the doctors very much, so we went to the GP's. He wanted her to have full blood tests, so we had to go back the next day. And we went back in the morning, and then by the evening we had that call, and it was the hospital saying that there was abnormalities in her blood. Could we take her back in to be seen? But during that week, my elder daughter, Charlotte's sister, Harriet, actually had said to me on a couple of occasions, "Mum, I'm worried about Charlotte's legs. She's covered in bruises." She said, "I don't think it's normal." But because she was so sporty, we sort of passed it off that she was playing football and it was probably just bruises from the football. But her sister was very, very concerned about her bruises. Bruising and fatigue are things of very telltale signs of leukaemia. When we went into East Surrey Hospital, they actually took us straight through the children's wards to an individual room, and I remember passing a sign that said oncology, and I pointed it out to my husband and he said, "Well, what's that?" And I said, "It's cancer." And he went, no, and I said, "Well, I think that's what they think she's got." And so it all came into my head at the time that this is possibly what it was, but obviously you're putting it in the back of your mind, it's not what you want to hear. And they said, "Well, we've got to tell you that Charlotte is very, very poorly and she has got childhood cancer." They didn't actually say it was leukaemia that night because they weren't 100% sure. They did explain that they thought it was possibly leukaemia, but they would need to do more blood tests and everything. I don't know if I shouted at them because I didn't like what I was hearing. And I actually said to them, "I want my daughter to be well. You've got to make her better. You must make her better. You must make her better." You don't expect that happening to your child, and it was obviously devastating, and it seemed as if we'd been in that room for ages. I don't think it actually was, but I knew that Charlotte was left there with her sister and I knew we'd been gone for ages, and so I just felt we had to get back. And so I remember saying to them, "We must go back and tell the girls." And the nurse and the doctor actually told them because we were both very upset. And they, both the girls, knew as soon as we walked back into the room that something was really wrong. Then the next day when they actually did at Marsden, did diagnose it as ALL, I remember thinking, gosh, I can't even spell the word leukaemia. My elder daughter, she said, "I know, I did it in a spelling test," and she had learnt to spell it. And then obviously it's a word now that will has always been in our vocabulary and I will never forget how to spell it. The next 14 days were spent in the Royal Marsden, but Charlotte's determination was to have life as normal as possible, and so we did. And I was obviously very conscious that my elder daughter had to be, all the attention couldn't be put onto Charlotte, that she had a life and she had to carry on as normal as well. And so we did try to do it, and we made everything sort of as fun as possible, and integrating the family and friends and everybody so that she could have visitors and things like that. Family life was going to go on. The washing still needed to be done. The housework still had to be done. We still needed to get the food in and that. And obviously there was differences. We had to like suddenly swap the, everything had to be, have antibacterial soap in the house, and you couldn't use bagged lettuce and those sort of things. So there was a lot of changes, but life just went on. And for Charlotte's sake and for the family's sake, we just carried on as normal. And I mean, it was difficult at times, but I mean, I carried on working full time, and you do have to cope. But I do feel I am quite a strong person, and yes, there's some tough days, but I tried very, very hard to be strong around Charlotte. I didn't want her or a sister to feel it was frightening. Fitting in the hospital appointments and the treatment obviously was quite tricky because both myself and my husband were working full time, but we did it sort of alternately. I would do the lumbar puncture one week, he would do it the next week and things like that, so we did share it out. We always took Charlotte for her appointments, even though family and friends had offered to take her. We were very fortunate that the community team of nurses, they would go into school, and the school were really supportive, and they would let them go into school so that sometimes a treatment or a blood test actually happened during her school day. Life evolved around the cancer, not the cancer taking over the life. When you first hear that initial diagnosis, it is very shocking and you do feel helpless, actually, that there's nothing you can do for your child, and because you're the one normally in charge, and all of a sudden that is taken away from you and you are reliant on other people, the doctors and whatever. And I remember the consultant at the Marsden actually telling us, don't look on the internet. She said, you won't like what you read. And I did take that to heed, because I thought, well, if you start reading around and you don't understand what it is, that can be dangerous, that little information, because you do tend to get two and two making five. So literally listen to what the doctors tell you and be strong. Your child needs you to be strong so that they can cope through it. And look to the supportive charities and things like that, because straight away we were given a pile of literature, and it was actually called Children with Leukemia then. It's now changed to Children with Cancer, and I contacted them straight away. They have been sort of part of our family over the last 10 years. They've been supportive to us. They've given Charlotte the chance to do different things and be involved. And afterwards, it's something now, as sort of post-cancer days, it is something that we still support because we are just immensely grateful for it.